Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. As you listen to the public conversation, no matter which social media platform you use, or which mainstream media outlet is your favorite, or even if you listen to barbershop chatter, do you feel the word confusion would be a fair overall summary of the opinions you hear, no matter where you live in our world? Do you find most people seem to feel politicians and leaders in all segments of society usually do not meet their expectations? Did you know that as we continue the journey with Jesus toward that world-changing Passover Easter weekend, we will find over and over again people were both confused about Jesus and disappointed that Jesus did not meet their expectations? Today, let's consider the very next thing which Jesus said in the scene we were looking at yesterday, recorded in John chapter 12. Remember, John tells us a voice from heaven was heard, and Jesus had said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." John chapter 12. John reports that the crowd spoke up with one of their statements, which showed their confusion and their disappointment in Jesus. "We have heard from the law that the Messiah will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up?" John 12, verse 34. Have you often struggled trying to understand either the biblical record of Jews in the days of Jesus or Jews in our day refusing to recognize Jesus as their Messiah? Well, what these people said to Jesus is one of their main reasons. Do you see it? Do you remember this famous scripture from the Jewish prophet Isaiah? "To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom from that time on and forever." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Do you see the permanence claimed here? So, it should not be difficult for us to see why Jesus' talk about his approaching death would create both confusion and great disappointment for those people who, only a short while before, during the Palm Sunday parade, had called Jesus to be their king, right? John chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. They had seen his great miracles, and it was not difficult for them to imagine that Jesus, with healing and even resurrecting power, would be invincible and could create a perfect utopia for Israel. While there are several other such scriptures to which the Jews held tightly, anticipating their coming Messiah, may I give you one more? Ezekiel chapter 37 was and is very precious to Jews who hope for a glorious time of Israel's restoration to greatness, led by a descendant of King David, who, the scripture says, will rule forever with God's presence and power greatly honored by God's people Israel. Pause. What do you do with your disappointment in God? Have you experienced times when God's promises seemed to not apply to you, or when God seemed unresponsive to your cry? So let's look at what Jesus said in response to their disappointment that day. "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in the darkness." John chapter 12. Do you remember it was not long before this that Jesus had proclaimed, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8 verse 12. So, what do you understand that Jesus is doing here in this very important conversation, perhaps the day after his Palm Sunday triumphal parade, and only a few days before his crucifixion? Those people then, as most people today, were far more concerned about their here and now than they were about eternity future. Also, those people, as most people today, prioritized their physical, practical life over their spiritual life. Jesus, God the Son, came to earth to help humanity understand how we can escape the tyranny of the immediate and gain a much, much larger perspective on life now, and even an eternal perspective. Jesus referred to him as light, in contrast to the darkness of our world. That should not be hard for us to understand. Jesus is always truth, always hope, always God's love expressed to each and all of us. In the genuine father-son, father-daughter, sin-forgiven relationship with Almighty, Holy God, our Creator, which Jesus offers us and earned for us, daily life here and now, and eternal future life, can be lived entirely differently, free from the darkness of evil which permeates every segment of the human experience. That's living as a citizen of the kingdom of God, a member of God's family, achieved for us by Jesus. That's what Jesus was talking about. Do we understand it any better than those people did that day? Those with whom Jesus was talking that day refused to open their hearts and minds to understand, and they rejected his call for them to believe him and trust him. Their questions turned to animosity and opposition. So John writes, Jesus left and hid himself from them. John 12, verse 36. Oh, that causes me to grieve. Why? Because if you refuse the only way to God, the only light in our dark world, there is no other place to go for truth, hope, and God's love. That week between Palm Sunday and Passover Easter weekend was so sad because far more people rejected Jesus than accepted him. So what do you see are the attitudes of people toward Jesus in your city today, my friends? And I'll be here, ready for you tomorrow, as we continue with Jesus toward that historic Passover Easter.